Well, hello there, Why Not callers. This is Steve, bringing you the Why Not Comment tape route being issued the 28th of May, 1980, tape number 31. We are here bringing you this song, which was, in fact, our first Why Not theme song on our introductory tape way back in March of 1979. That's right. In case you haven't noticed it, we have been around a year, and we hope to be around another year more if we can do it. In case you didn't know it, this is Fire on High by the Electric Light Orchestra. We've got a few more things to say, and we've got lots of comments. I was really surprised that things are really starting to pick up a little bit here. So a little more of this, and then the comments. Okay, here we are once again. I hope this will be the last tape that will be coming out late in the week. We hope in the future, the normal day that tapes will be coming out will be Sunday. And naturally, the only way that's going to happen is up to you. You know, the more comments you guys leave on the normal comment day, which is Friday, the more comments you leave on Friday, the easier it will be able to have the tape out and ready to go by Sunday. Now, what's been happening is, we've been getting the comments. This week we happened to get a nice load of comments, but it took recording on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to finally get the tape rolling and have enough comments for the entire tape. But I am very pleased. It came out better than I expected. I sat down here ready to do the tape, and naturally kind of dreary as I usually am. I'm expecting all that touch tone and hash and junk I usually get. And instead, what did I get? A bunch of comments. And I was really pleased. So what we're going to be doing is going ahead with everything we were planning. The first priority is naturally we got to get ourselves some new intros. I think everybody's bored stiff of our old-fashioned intros. Doesn't even have our LA diverter on it, which if you don't know what that is, it's 213-935-8203. And we're going to be making a lot of modifications for the better. It's going to be slow, but we're going to get it up there, and I think everybody's going to appreciate the change. Now the comments.
Ronald from Palm Beach. I just want everybody to vote Republican. Thank you.
Hi, this is Debbie from Northridge, and it's Friday the 23rd, and it's about 12:30. First of all, I'd like to say that I got this number from a, believe it or not, on a dollar bill as I received change at a grocery store, and I brought it home and saw the number and decided to call it. And I really think it's a great idea that we have the opportunity to voice our opinions and make comments. I'd like to make a comment on the busing situation. I am a mother of two small children, and it might seem strange that I'm calling, but I would like to make an opinion on this. I have two small age, children that will be going to school and have maybe the possibility of being put on a bus. I have a little girl that will be starting first grade, and now that Judge Paul Eagley has passed this, first graders can be bused and possibly will be. And this just really makes me furious. When we bought our house, one of the things we looked into was the school systems out here. And we thought that this school would be a very good school for our children to go to. Now I'm being told that my children will be being put on a bus and sent to another school out of our area. And I'm just completely outraged with this whole thing. I can't understand what has happened to our freedom to choose. They tell me that I still have the freedom to choose because I can choose to put my children in a private school, if providing I can find one that has any space open. In the first place, I don't think I should have to do that. In the second place, I can't afford to do that. So my other only alternative is to either keep my children out of school and take the chance of possibly, you know, getting into a lot of problems with that situation, or moving out of the LA school district, which I think is completely asinine that I have to do this. And I'm just wondering, how many of you kids that call in, how many of you guys or your parents would stay out of school, your parents would keep you out of school to fight this. I think if the people sit back and not do anything, our kids will be put on buses, and the kids that call in here that are complaining about being on buses will be sent on busing. There's got to be a way to get around it, and possibly they will appeal this and it won't go through. But I can't stand every day wondering whether or not they're going to send a notice home saying my kids will be bused to a school. I don't care if it's 10 blocks away. I do not want my children to go to another school. I am completely happy with the school they're at, and this is where I want them to stay. And I would just like some opinions and other comments on this from students and also parents. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Debbie, for your opinion. And listen, hey, if you can, pass the number of Why Not to your friends, relatives, and neighbors who you speak to regularly. Give them both our numbers, including 935-8203 in Los Angeles, and have them give their comments and opinions and ideas, because I'll tell you, we sure can use the publicity.
Uncle Freaky on Contemporary Education. What causes masochistic behavior? A psychologist on the West Coast named Dr. Harlan Schnifter says, the answer is the low self-esteem or simply the shitty estimate of one's worth. In a marathon series of tests on his students, he proved rather conclusively that severely lowering self-esteem leads normal people to choose suffering and pain, at least. Dr. Schnifter told 40 students they were helping out in a Patty Hearst simulation and would, in each test, be asked to choose between a relatively simple task and a more humiliating, dangerous, and or painful one. All students were given a two-day session of personality testing, i.e., brainwashing. Some of the students, half exactly, started out of the PT rooms at least as good as any other person on this fucking campus, and the other half shuffled, cringed, crept, or apologized their tentative little ways out of the small, soundproof rooms. Those whose self-esteem had been enormously enhanced by the conditioning demanded to be permitted to do the simple tasks, and the students who had been retrained to consider themselves a poor exchange for half of Ultrature overwhelmingly, unanimously begged to be humiliated, hurt, endangered, mutilated, lineup slaves. The test began with distinct, but not appalling choices. Would the student prefer to read aloud from a book of meaningless polysyllabic gibberish for 7.5 minutes, which turned out to be only 2 minutes in practice, or to strip and stand motionless while having their genitals ridiculed by a visiting junior high school social adjustment class? Rather ride 2 laps around the psych building on a lavender golf court while smoking bananas, or sit rapidly and forcefully down on a 2-inch finely tapered needle, which turned out to be 6 inches at very least, and liberally dosed with rather potent irritants and a small amount of PCP? By the 15th day, the choices had become somewhat more compelling. One test required each student either to smoke 2 joints of highest premium quality Hawaiian marijuana flower tops, or to hum the Horst Wessel song in a gentle falsetto while four burly Negro technicians nailed the student to the wall upside down and hanging by the single railroad spike which was pounded through the right ankle. They were not told in advance that once they were all securely and very, very audibly attached to the sides, a pack of wild hogs was to be turned loose in the room with them and locked in for an entire 12-hour day. None of the submissive students elected to quit the experiment after this particular test, although several were sent home for treatment or burial. In general, Schnifter concludes, it's surprisingly easy to push normal people toward masochism. Says he, when a person is feeling bad about themselves, one will actively choose for the suffering, you see? Each student who participated in the project, whether as egoist or masochist, automatically received a passing grade in Dr. Schnifter's Psych 579 abnormal sex class, and the masochistic participants were offered unit credits for the time they spent in the hospital. All, however, refused and asked instead to be given the other choice. All of the surviving submissives are now permanently employed by the department as teaching assistants, eraser monitors, and bulletin boards. So you see, there's always someone willing, eager, anxious to take that bummer, even at great expense. If you're into suffering and you don't happen to be able to take Dr. Schnifter's class this quarter, you can always call Freaky Phone at area code 213-992-0999 or 415-474-0404. Oy, will you suffer. And good luck.
Hello, this is Jeff Tarzana once again. I would like to talk about something which is of great interest of everybody around here, and that's pyramids. Yes, I joined my pyramid on Monday, and already today I've collected my $16,000. Yes, you can do it too. Pyramids are not dead. There's only one thing. Don't listen to the news. They've only busted about 5 pyramids, and there are presently about 8,000 going. Now, yes, it will die out. You have to take a gamble sometime in your life, but the bigger the risk, the bigger the payoff. You really, at this time, if you get into one, you probably will get at least your money back. You have a good chance of getting to the top. It all depends upon how the people act. And they had said presently a while ago that if within 3 weeks, if somebody started one pyramid within 3 weeks, that the entire valley would be consumed in people. Well, that's not true because it's been going for 2 months now. Yes, it probably will be going for another 3 or 4 weeks before it dies, but in 3 or 4 weeks you can collect twice. I'm already going on my second time and I'm already on the top for my second time. So, that was a brief, well, not so brief comment from Jeff Tarzana, and for all you people who are already in pyramids, good luck and goodbye.
Well, hello there, everyone. This is Salamander again. And I think there was someone who left a comment last week about the party line. And I think it's kind of a waste of time because, I mean, I've met about 4 people from this line, and they aren't too appealing to me, at least. So I don't even call anymore. And, well, I mean, if you want to do that, your own prerogative, then, well, there's no way I can stop you. And I mean, if you have fun at doing it, then, you know, you can do it. But I don't, so I don't call them. That's that. And also, I think someone left a comment about Magic Johnson's first name. And I'm not sure about that, but I know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he was, what was his name? Lou Alcindor was his real name until he changed it. So there's that for whoever left that comment. And also about Steve Martin, I think you are 100% right.
Stand by for side 2 coming up next.
My name is Lisette and I live in Australia. I like to say I like what you're doing. You know, it's really fun and all the things that go on the tape. Like my voice right now. I like what you're doing and not. You know, fix a lot of money to create all this. And I just like to say thanks for this. And I like the entertainment. Thanks a lot. Bye. Oh, and I think Pink Floyd is the best thing. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Michelle from Canoe Park, and I just want to comment on teenagers out there using PCP, Angel Dust, and any kind of other drug, because it's really stupid. I know you're thinking, man, this chick's really dumb because she's saying that, but I've seen what it can do to people, and it will kill you. I mean, each day you use it, you're just killing yourself a little bit more. I mean, day by day, and it will kill you. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Elise from Rosedge, and I just wanted to make a comment about busting because it really sucks, you know. Like, all of my friends that come into my school on PWT, they have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get a bus at 6:15 to ride like an hour out here. So that's their own decision. But my sister has to ride a bus for a half an hour to some stupid school where she doesn't learn anything at all. And it really sucks. And I think that they should really just stop busting altogether. Because from the majority of the people that I know, they think that busing really is stupid, and that's a waste of time. That's all I have to say, and long live rock and roll.
Bye.
The United States government is a communist manifestation of the whole incident, and I don't agree with it fully, and I think it should be dropped at all expenses. Thank you.
Hi, this is Eric McGuire. I have a question for you about your newsletter. You said send a self-addressed stamped envelope on your last date. Now, what happens if you sent in your name but did not send in a self-stamped envelope? Please comment on that. Thank you.
Very interesting question. Okay, well, one of two things will happen. Most likely, you will not get your entertainment list, but possibly, if it looks like you sent us your envelope and forgot to put the stamp on, and if I happen to be in a good mood and it looked like you just made a mistake, we might just send it to you this time anyway. But don't take a chance. If you want the entertainment list, which will be mailed in about a week, we're hoping, it's now being compiled on a typesetting machine, and when it's done off of that, we'll be all set to have it printed. You can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Why Not Freaky Phone Entertainment List, P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, and the zip is 91365.
Well, hi, this came from Bernardo Hills. Last week I called and left a comment that I thought was worthwhile. Well, you didn't play it, so I will try one more time. You're always complaining that you don't have enough comments. Well, it's not your problem. It's ours, the people who cause the problem. If you can call to listen to the comments, then you can call and leave a comment. So why don't you just call and leave a comment on Fridays? It's really easy. All you have to do is dial 346-6644 and leave a comment. This is Kim. Thanks. Bye. Oh, by the way, you think you could play this one? Thanks.
Hi, Why Not? This is Tunti Lenore, and I'd like to make a comment on Proposition 9. Proposition 9 is essentially the rich white people in the suburbs imitating the Chicanos in the cities and vandalizing the public schools. And as a vandal myself, I should be for it. Except by now I'm beginning to have the feeling that the vandals are outnumbering the Romans in this country. Everyone is a vandal. And when it's time that everyone is a vandal, maybe it's time to take the next spaceship somewhere else. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dave in Culver City here after 8:30 in the evening on this May the 23rd, 1980 on a Memorial Day weekend. 3 weeks left of school, wouldn't you know it? Question to anybody out there who may know. What is this I hear now that before you dial a number in a different city out of your own calling area, you have to dial a 1? Why on earth is this being done? I really would like to know. I kind of think it's ridiculous, but why on earth are they doing it? Trying to make use of the number, I think. Whatever. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my name is Bill. The city is Northridge, and I'd like to comment on this fucking busing issue. I live in Northridge, and I want my children to go to school in Northridge. And if any motherfucker says that I'm going to have to put my child on a bus and go anyplace, I'm ready to go to jail for it. I don't give a shit. And I want to know how many people feel the same way that I do and are willing to stand behind me. I don't care if anybody else wants to bus their kids in here voluntarily. That's fine. That's up to them. But nobody on this goddamn fucking earth is going to tell me that I am going to put one of my little girls on a bus and send them down anyplace. I live here, I bought here, and this is where my children are going to school, and I want to know how many people are behind me. And let's hear it. Right out. Thank you.
Hello, this is Bethany Cardona. want to say the compensating blessing. I don't know why people say we should get money instead of spending our money for the buses to, you know, to bus out here. And they say we should get the money and fix up their schools out there. Well, the idea of it is to get the blacks and the whites mixed so we can all integrate and not so when you just fix up their schools and not put them in one school again. See, the idea is, you know, there's not really a problem, you know, not really a solution to it except the bus. Unless you want to give up your house and let the blacks live in your neighborhood and have the blacks live out here and have the blacks, you know, live out there, or have the whites live out here, have the whites live out there, you know. But, you know, these people, you know, it's not going to hurt because personally I've been bused. It's not that bad. I mean, you're not going to get killed unless you open your mouth to one of them, you know, and then they'll kill you. You know, just be nice, you know, and when you get bust, there's nothing really to it. On the bus ride, if you have a cool bus driver, you know, the bus driver, I mean, the bus ride's not going to be so bad on you because all you do is have to find something to do on the bus while you're getting bused. And then, and you'll meet a lot of people and it's a good experience. So don't knock it, you know, and don't be a bigot, you know. You know, it's one way to integrate, you know, and I want, you know, besides fixing up somebody else's school, one of you, you know, one of you, you know, callers who call this, think of a solution. And then when you start to really think about it, there is no solution except to bust. And goodbye.
This is Mark from North Hollywood, and I'll pay $35 cash to the first person to tell me where I can get the right rear quarter panel to a 1970 Cougar convertible. Okay, so if you know, leave a comment on this line, leave me your phone number, and I guess the guy running this line will put us together. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, my name's Dave, and I'm in Brentwood. And I'd just like to say that I found out that the entire NASA budget for the year is spent by the Health, Education, and Welfare Department every 10 days. And I think that this nation has got its prerogatives somewhere wrong.
Yes, my name is Bill, and I'm from Canoga Park. And I work for a man named Estonian Estroza and a guy named Barry. We're from Magic Spectacular, and we would like to inform all the people that we have a show going on at Winnetka Park Recreational Center on June 14th. We'll sponsor actually the grand opening of the Recreation Center. We're going to have Arts and Crafts and Magic Spectacular starring Gastone and John Cox, one of the most famous Houdini impressionists of all time. So we would like just to call up and tell you people that just the more people we can have down there, the better fun we can have. So thank you very much. It was cool.
Okay, in case you didn't catch that, that show is going to be June 14th at the Winnetka Park Recreation Center, and he did not leave what time that's supposed to start, so if you're interested, why don't you give the park a call, and they should be able to give you the information necessary.
My name is George, and I live at my city's Canoga Park, and I just want to comment on the cats. They're so beautiful, and they're really mysterious. And I want to just clear up matters about black cats. They're very good, too. So are pure whites. Cats are beautiful. They have whiskers, cute little ears, and really do make a better household pet than dogs. They're clean. They don't eat that much, but when they do, they do. And they don't bite your neighbor's kids' heads off or anything like that. They're really great. Good one today.
Hi, this is Bea of LA. Government at all levels has grown excessively, wasting our taxes. For example, at least two more months daylight savings time, March and April, would save a vast amount of costly fuel, and yet legislation to achieve this has not been enacted. California had no income tax before 1929 whatsoever. At present, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, and Wyoming have neither personal nor corporate income tax. Industry should not be discouraged by a penalty to fund ridiculous and unnecessary programs. By the way, five other states have no sales taxes. Alaska, Delaware, Montana, New Hampshire, and Oregon. Now is your chance to have more money and stop this increasing foolish spending. Vote yes on Proposition 9. Thank you.
Hi. Excuse me. This is Lisa from Agora, and I'd just like to make a comment about the pyramid. I think that the police should just butt out of the whole thing and let people do what they want to do. I, for one, am not involved in a pyramid, and I'm not planning on getting involved in any. I think it's a little bit too much of a risk, and I don't have the money for it. But I think if people want to take their money and get into it, I think that's their business. They've earned the money themselves and paid taxes on it. And I think if they want to take that money and invest it in a pyramid, they should have the right to. And I think that they should be just left alone. And people know what they're doing. They know when they get into it, they have a chance of losing it. And I think they should be able to make that decision themselves. I don't think anybody should tell them what they can or cannot do with their money. And I wonder what everybody else thinks about it. Thank you.
Oh, this is Capistan Monica. Every 4 years, a certain country would host the Olympics. And every 4 years, they would have to build a new stadium. And for some reason or another, that country will not allow certain other countries, and certain other countries will not want to go to that country. So instead of going through all those hassles, why don't they just pick out an island and just build all the facilities and have the Olympics there every 4 years?
Hello, this is Tark from Panorama City, and it's about 12:26 Sunday night or Monday morning, whatever, and I'm calling in response to the girl who wanted to know about the group Pink Floyd being sued. What I had heard in England was the man who conducted the school children singing We Don't Need No Education on the song Another Brick in the Wall, he was the one being sued by, I believe, the educational system in London or somewhere in England. And he was being charged with, I don't know the official charge, but something along the lines of putting bad thoughts in the children's minds, the students' minds, which I can sort of understand from their point of view. I believe the kids were sixth graders, and having them sing, we don't need no education, we don't need no thought control, that's not exactly standard education for a sixth grader. As far as the song Another Brick in the Wall goes, I think it has a nice tune and sound and stuff, and although I'm not really a Pink Floyd fan, I don't see any great social comment or even youthfulness in the song. I just think they put on We Don't Need No Education as sort of to make it a national anthem among students, you know? I think they just know what what makes a record sell.
Well, that's it for this week. Really, we had a heck of a lot of comments, and I was very pleased with the tape, and I sure hope you were. Remember, we still have a little bit of a backlog of comments. We have a few we did not play, so if you didn't hear yours, listen next week, and you might just hear it there. We'll talk to you next week. Good tape repeat.